Pandemic restrictions are loosening up across the Delaware Valley. Philadelphia and its suburbs, Delaware and New Jersey, all have lifted indoor mask mandates following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's latest guidelines. The CDC suggests immunocompromised people confer with their doctors to decide if they should wear masks or not. That has left some people feeling left behind as they look to life ahead among the unmasked. From the WHYY Health Desk Help Desk, Emily Rizzo reports.
Maggie McGinn, a children's librarian living in Roxborough, says she's terrified to go to work in person. McGinn has post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome, which affects the immune system. Her immunologist tells her that if she gets COVID-19, she will likely die. McGinn is not just concerned for herself. She's concerned about the over 7 million immunocompromised people in the United States, including those whose medical issues mean they are not protected by the vaccine or are unsure how much protection it provides.
Maybe we're just not meant to make it. I'm getting a little left behind. I feel like we're looking at extinction of part of the species, but nobody's paying attention.
Some experts say one-way masking works for those who are vaccinated, boosted, and geared with N95 masks. But the new CDC guidelines leave a lot of decisions up to individuals, including the 3% of adults that take drugs that suppress their immune systems, and millions more like McGinn, who have conditions that affect their immunity. Many immunocompromised people remain at high risk of severe illness and death from COVID-19. Dr. Usama Bilal, assistant professor in the Urban Health Collaborative at Drexel University's School of Public Health, says these new guidelines are too individualistic.
I think what we are doing is telling some people your life is worth less than someone else's, and we are leaving you out there to fend for yourself. We are saying to people with disabilities, specifically immunocompromised people in this case, is not, you don't have the right to participate in society.
Bilal says this approach privatizes the response to COVID-19. It will disproportionately impact working class people and people of color, those who don't have access to a healthcare provider to ask for advice, those who live in overcrowded homes, and those who don't have easy access to pharmacies or who can't take off work to get boosted. He says the country needs to turn to a more collective approach to public health and look out for the most vulnerable, such as through federal paid sick leave for everyone, more affordable housing so overcrowding decreases, and more worker protection laws. McGinn says she'd like to be told explicitly by the government that they are giving up on her so she can plan her own future.
For people like me personally, knowledge is power and control. And we don't have a whole lot of definite knowledge. So if you're giving up on us, tell us you're giving up on us and let us react and make our plans accordingly. Because maybe I would go out to Colorado and see my dad while he's out there, because I'm going to die anyway.
Evusheld, an antibody therapy developed by AstraZeneca to prevent COVID-19 rather than treat it in people who can't make their own virus fighters, was authorized by the FDA, but it is only available through the federal government, and supplies right now are very limited. Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.